and the contents of the Shia. Next time Dudi is speaking on Torah Way, that's got to be the topic. But there's no time now for this morning. As we all know, we read it yesterday in the Torah that Rachel Imenu gave the simonim as Rachel knew that Lavan is a crook and is going to try to exchange her for Leo. So they made up some simonim that Yaakov and Rachel will recognize each other. And at the last minute, Rachel decided that as it's going to be an embarrassment for her sister, she gave up the simonim. And like this, as we know, it's history. Yaakov got married to Leo. Now we have to understand and appreciate that Rachel didn't know that eventually she's going to marry Yaakov Avinu. She knew that Yaakov Avinu is going to build the Klal Yisrael. And if she gives the simonim to Leo, it means that, first of all, she's not going to be married to Yaakov Avinu, which is in itself something very big. And she's not going to build Klal Yisrael, because Yaakov and Leo will do it. And she might even have to marry Esau, because as we all know, Rachel was supposed to marry Yaakov Avinu, Leo was supposed to marry Esau. So if she gives Yaakov to Leo, she might have to marry Esau. So we should appreciate how big is what she gave away. She gave up on everything, literally on everything. I would say on Olam Habo, on Olam Hazeh, on everything. Yeah? I would suggest, why did she do it? Why did she do it? And that's maybe the topic of this year. Klal Yisrael is going to be built here. Something enormous is going to be built here. When you build something big, it has to be pure, has to be ausgehalten from the beginning. Building Klal Yisrael on the pain of somebody else is not going to give the Klal Yisrael that's needed. And that's what Rachel understood. The foundation of Klal Yisrael, if it's going to be built on the busho, on the embarrassment of Leo, can't give what it's supposed to give. So she gave away the simonim. And this is a posuk. Toev achiz dovor mereshisoy. The end of something is only good if it's mereshisoy. If from the beginning it was good, then it can be good. I would add that if you think about it, as we all know, Rachel was a koro. She couldn't have children. Now, how did it come about that Rachel had children? So the pasuk said, Vayizkor Elohim es Rachel. The Rabbi Yishloilom remembered Rachel. Says Rashi, what did he remember? He remembered that she gave the simonim to Leo. So if you think about it, when she did what she did, she thought she's giving away on everything. But the truth is that she couldn't have children anyway. So if not for her giving away the simonim to Leo, that this had in itself the schus for her to have children, anyway she wouldn't be able to be Klal Yisrael. And this is a lesson for itself. Very often you think you give away something. She thought she's giving away everything. But the truth is, when you do the right thing, you never lose. When you give up on something, if it's the right thing to do, you'll always win. And I'll add a little parperes that I saw in Be'er HaParsha. He brings the Kliyoko. Rachel couldn't have children. He brings that the Mekubalim say that the letter Hey is a letter that has a segula in it to have children. He brings the posuk Hey Lochem Zera. And Rachel doesn't have a Hey in her name. Now, he says, when Lavan gave Leo to Yaakov Avinu, as he wanted to fool Yaakov Avinu, he gave to Leo Zilpo. Now Zilpa was in fact Shivchas Rochel. She was the servant, the maidservant of Rochel. But as he wanted Yankiv to believe that it's Rochel, he gave her Zilpa. And now, because Rachel gave away the simonim to Leo, so this really happened, and Zilpa became Shifras Leo. Now, when Rachel got married to Yankov Avinu, so she got Bilha. Bilha's got two hays. So Bilha had one hay to give to Rachel, and that's how she got the hay from Bilha, and then she could have children. So actually, what she gave the simonim brought about what she was then able to have children and to build a big part of Klal Yisrael. I just want to show you with a story how far this goes. How far this goes, that you never build great things if it's, how you say in Yiddish, of Yenem Schezben, if it's on somebody else's back. Yeah? Rabban Kotler was once traveling to a certain place, to a certain convention of Rabbonim, and he passed through a certain inn. And he goes in, and there was two chassidim, and they were speaking. So one of the chassidim said to his friend, "You know, I want to tell you something. You know, Rab Simcha Binyamin Mipshischa said once that the truth is that he could bring Mashiach now. He's got the way to bring Mashiach. But what? There is, the oldest rebbe in the generation is the Oivisur, the Abteruf, and he's older than me. So how's the Abteruf going to feel if they're going to say, Ahuvot Mashiach, Binyam Abteikel, he was a pharmacist before. So he was calling himself Binyam Abteikel. As the Oilem Metzogun, if everybody is going to say that Binyam Abteikel bought Mashiach, so the Oiv Yisroel is going to be a bit upset. So I'm not going to bring Mashiach. So Rabban Kotler heard this, and he got a bit upset about it. You know, if you can bring Mashiach, why don't you bring it? Okay. So when he got to the convention, he had a good friend. There was a rebbe. I suppose it's the Kapishnitz Rebbe Zatzal. And he told him the story. And he told him, listen, you know, you see them. You know, I heard this in this story. I think it's a bit, you know, it's a bit, yeah, exaggerated. So there was a Yid that was there listening. And he said to Rabban Kotler, Rebbe, if I may say, it's a Mefurash HaChazal. It's a Mefurash HaChazal. So Rabban said, what do you mean? He says, very simple. He says in Parsha Shemois that the Rebbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and redeem Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And we all know how hard they worked, how much they suffered. The Mitzrayim took their children and they killed them and they put them in instead of bricks. It was a terrible dish with Mitzrayim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? I don't want to go. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu asks you to go. The Medrash says, if you won't redeem them, nobody will redeem them. So what keeps Moshe Rabbeinu back from going, releasing Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, because he says, I've got an older brother, he's called the Aharon, and he's older than me. If I'm going to go, I've been out of Mitzrayim so many years, and he's leading Klal Yisrael. So it's going to cause him some pain. It's going to cause him some pain. Can I go and redeem Klal Yisrael if I'm going to cause pain to my brother Aharon? So I don't want to go. So the seed said to Rabban Kotler, you see, it's the same. You're not going to release Klal Yisrael. It's so important. It's so great. But if it's going to cause pain to somebody else, the foundation of it is not good. And it's not going to give what it's supposed to give. And how did Rabban Shalom convince Moshe Rabbeinu to go and redeem Klal Yisrael? He agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu, but he said, you should know, Aharon HaKohen is such a tzaddik. He's going to be happy about it. Okay, if Aharon HaKohen is going to be happy about it, I can go. But if not for that, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have gone. And he would be right. Just to show how far this goes, you're never going to build great things if it's on Yerem Schezben. Anything you build, you want to build something important, a family, a shidduch, anything. The more pure it's by the beginning, the longer it's going to last. And the bigger it's going to be. Not long ago, we read the parasha of Eliezer. Eliezer went to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. And He went on the way, and he got to the Be'er, and he said that Tfilah, there was Nisim. There was a whole, it was a whole masa. How to find Rivka, and to make sure that she was the right wife for Yitzchak Avinu, was the whole thing. And there's an obvious question. If you read the Parshas Akedo, in the end of Parshas Vayero, it says that the Rabbeinu Shem said to Avraham Avinu, you should know, Hine yoldon nocho yubone l'rochel ochicho. The Rivka, Rashi says, the Rabbeinu Shreilom told Avraham Avinu, you should know, the Shidduch of Yitzchak Avinu is born. Rivka was born. So Avraham Avinu heard from the Rabbeinu Shreilom that Yitzchak Shidduch, Rivka, she's born. So Avraham Avinu knew very well who Yitzchak's wife is supposed to be. Yeah? So why does he have to make this whole story? Send Eliezer, go and check and try to find. He didn't tell her, you know. He could have told her, you know, go to Besuel there. He's got a daughter. She's called Rivka. Take her, and she's going to be the wife of Yitzchak Avinu. No, he didn't do anything. He sent him. It was a whole story. But why? So I heard a vote. As we all know, Eliezer Evad Avraham, he had a daughter. And he wanted the daughter for Yitzchak Avinu. And Avraham Avinu told him, listen, I'm very sorry. Ato Oru, you're cursed. Vani Boruch, and I'm blessed. Vein Oruch Mizdavik Baboruch. Somebody cursed can't marry somebody that's blessed. So for sure, Eliezer Evad Avraham was for sure a bit upset about it. And Avraham Avinu understood that whoever Yitzchak Avinu is going to marry, somewhere by Eliezer, satem kvetchen, how you say in Yiddish, yeah, in his heart is going to have such a thing, you know, could have been me, could have been my daughter. Yeah? So what did Avraham Avinu do? He said to Eliezer, you know, you're going to go, he didn't tell him, you're going to go to Beis Lavon there, Beis Besuel, look for a wife for my son Yitzchak. And Avraham Avinu knew very well that on the way there's going to be Ashgocha Protes, big Ashgocha Protes, because it's going to be Nisim. And Eliezer is going to realize that this Shidduch, this match, is made in heaven. And that's what happened. Even Lavan and Besuel, the big Ma'aminim, Lavan and Besuel, what did they say? Mehashem Yotzo Hadovo. So even the biggest Roshoim, they realized that's Mehashem Yotzo Hadovo. Yeah? The joker said, why did they say Mashem Yotzah Dovo? Because Eliezer was the Shatchan. And if there's a Shatchan, you have to pay him. And they didn't want to pay. So they said, no, Mashem Yotzah Dovo. You're not the Shatchan. The Bishop is the Shatchan. That's why they didn't want to pay. But the Gemara in Moikot says, no, Mashem Yotzah Dovo Ish, that every match is made in heaven. And Minatoiro, from where do you learn that every match is made in heaven? Minatoiro, from this Pasuk. So what happened? Eliezer saw that this Shidduch is min haShamayim. So Avraham Avinu did something that when Yitzchak is going to marry Rivka, Eliezer won't have this pain and this feeling, maybe it could have been my daughter. He saw so many nisim, he saw such a Shkocha Protis, even he realized that it was my daughter. So Avraham Avinu was ready to make this whole spiel. Why? If he can take away the pain of Eliezer and he's going to agree with it, he's going to be fine with it, it's worth this whole thing. And it's always the same Nakuda. When you're going to build, what's going to be built here? Klal Yisrael is going to be built here. If it's going to be built on the pain of somebody, even if it's his Eved, Eliezer was the Eved of Rome, it was his Eved, he could say, no, my Eved. Still not worth it. If I can avoid the pain of somebody, and we're going to build something great, and it's going to become Klal Yisrael. And that's what happened. I'm going to tell you a story. And this story, it's a great story, and my son is an enikel of this year that the story happened to, and my son went to ask him, or three backs from Gateshead, and he said that the story is true. Talking about before the war, a long time ago, there was a very wealthy year that was called Frank, if I'm not mistaken. And he was Nifta, and before he was Nifta, he told his wife, he had daughters, very, very, very choshev daughters, and he said, I want you for each of my daughters to go to, I think, to Slobodka, or to the big yeshiva, and to take the best boy of yeshiva. For every one of my daughters, I want you to get the best boy in the yeshiva. And one day, this lady, she came, I think, to Rabban Yafel, I think, maybe in Hebron, and she said, listen, my husband wrote in his tavor, he wants for my daughter, this and this daughter, the best boy in yeshiva. Who is the best boy in yeshiva? So the Rosh Yeshiva said, the best boy in yeshiva is Reb Aaron Bakst. Reb Aaron Bakst, he's the best boy in yeshiva. Okay, they made an engagement. Reb Aaron Bakst became engaged to the daughter of this lady. A few weeks after the engagements, you know, people are speaking, people are not thinking about what they're doing. And the friends of this girl, they heard there's another boy in yeshiva, it's called Moshe Mordechai Epstein. One of the big goyim of the last generation. And there were talks around in town that the truth is that Moshe Mordechai Epstein is a better bocher than Reb Aaron Bakst. And the girl started to, she was a bit upset, she didn't know, my father asked me to take the best bocher, maybe it's not the best bocher. And Reb Aaron Bakst realized that his collapse, as the Lashon Apostle of we read yesterday. So he asked her, he said, listen, I see that something's troubling you, something is bothering you, maybe you can tell me what. So she said, listen, to tell you the truth, there is shmuis around that there's another boy that's... So Reb Aaron Bakst on the spot, he had a good shidduch, very good family, he could sit and learn for years and years, everything he could wish for. He said to the caller, you know what, I want you to be happy, I want you to be sure you're making the tzavah of your father properly. I'm mevatel. I'm giving up on you. If you want, we're stopping the shidduch, and you can marry Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein. No problem. And that's what happened. He was ready to give up wonderful shidduch. Why? To be sure that the lady is happy. And she married Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein. Years later, I think Slobodka needed a magid chair. They needed a magid chair. To be a magid chair in Slobodka in these times, he meant very big. He meant. And the Rosh Hashiva came to Reb Aaron Bakst, and he told him, listen, you're fine Talmid Chochem, I want you to become magid chair, my yeshiva. Reb Aaron Bakst, I'm sorry, I don't want to accept. You know what he means? You know, I'm offering you a shtetl in Slobodka. You'll never get such an opportunity again. So he said to Rosh Yeshiva, I realize, I appreciate, I thank you very much, but I'm very sorry, I can't accept it. So Rosh Yeshiva, he couldn't handle it. But he waited a week, he came again. So he went to Reb Aaron Bakst, and he says, listen, okay, you don't want to accept it, okay. But you have to tell me why. I give such a golden opportunity on the train. You know, why don't you want to become Magichin Slobodka? Do you appreciate what I'm giving you? So he didn't want to say. So he pressed him. So he said, I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. He says, you know, many, many years ago, I was engaged to this girl, to the daughter of this Frank. And there we stopped the shidduch. Because she had heard that Moshe Mordechai Epstein, he is a better bocher than me. And b'meile, she went to marry him. So he said, listen, if I become now the magid chair in Slobodka, what is this going to think now? She's going to say, wow, I made a mistake. If Reb Aaron Bakst became magid chair in Slobodka, it seems he was greater than my husband Moshe Mordechai Epstein. So I'm going to become magid chair, and it's going to cause pain to this young girl. Take Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein. He is a great Talmid Chacham. And that's what happened. And Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein became the one. Took the shtetl. Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein took the shtetl. What a wonderful story. What a godless of Reb Aaron Bakst. He was mevata on the good shidduch and on the good shtetl. How? How do you do such a thing? The good shidduch is to build great things. And it's not going to be built of Yenam's Cheshbon. A good shtel is something great. It's not going to be built on Yenam's Cheshbon. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted very, very much to go to Eretz Yisrael. There was a chetz on the Meir River, and the Rebbeinu Shem told them, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos, Keminyan Veschano, which happens to be the gematria of Tfilah, without the Yud, and of Shiro, 515. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened so many tefillos, he wanted so much to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, so, we didn't find that Aharon HaKohen davened to go in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure Aharon HaKohen wanted very much to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm very sure. And if you think about it, the aveira of Aharon HaKohen was much less. Who hit the rock? Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. So Aharon's aveira was far smaller than Moshe Rabbeinu's aveira. Avera, man, I understand Avera from Moshe Rabbeinu, but... And still, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we didn't find that Aharon davened. So why didn't Aharon HaKohen daven to go into Eretz Yisrael? So I saw from Rav Rabinovich from Antwerp, he says, because Aharon knew that Moshe Rabbeinu davened so much, and he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. He says, if I'm going to daven, and the Rebbeinu Yisrael is going to let me in, how's my brother going to feel that I got in and didn't get in? So it's better not to daven. And it's the same point. You look on what great things the Gedolei Yisrael are ready to be mevatel, to give up on the greatest things, if it's on Yanam Cheshbon. Toivach is dovah merishisoy. That's the idea. You want to build great, it has to be pure from the beginning. And we all know this Yesod from a Gemara in Bo Metzia, a famous Gemara, that Rab Chiya, it said, the Gemara says that Rab Chiya, when he was, we had the argument in learning with, I think Rabbi Amnuna, he said, well, you fight with me learning, you know, I'm doing things, you know what I'm doing? I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm planting flax, and then when it grows, I make nets. And with these nets, I catch animals. And then I kill the animals and I give the food to the poor people. And I take the leather and I write on it, Shisu Sidre Mishnah and Chamisha Chumisha Torah. And I take children. And I take six children, each of them, I teach them one of the Sidre Mishnah. And I have five children, I teach one of them, each of one of them, the Chamisha Chumisha Torah. And then I tell each of the child, you should teach the other one what you know. Yeah? And like this, says Rab Chiya, Avidno le Torah le Tishtakham Yisrael. I'm doing this that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the question is obvious. If you wanna teach Torah, that Torah shouldn't be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, so go into a shop, buy the klaf, and write it. What's the point of starting? He had to plant. He planted, and he waited till it grew, and he made nets, and then he called the animals, and he killed the animals, and he made the claf, and he wrote, what's the point? Yeah? When you want to build great things, it has to be with a pure from the beginning. With the emesse kavana from the beginning. So Rab Chiya said, if I want to do such a great thing, shalai tishtakach toiro meyisoy, there's only one way. I'm going to start from the beginning. I'm going to plant it, L'Shem Shomayim. I'm going to make the net, L'Shem Shomayim. I'm going to hunt, L'Shem Shomayim. If I do everything, L'Shem Shomayim, from the beginning, Avidno L'Torah, Shlach Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the secret. And that's what, when my Rabbi heard about it, he said, Kamu G'doy L'Masichil, how big are the actions of Rab Chiya? Because Rab Chiya understood that you have to start from the beginning. Yeah? An interesting thing. You know, that if you go to a chuppah, there is something that's called the badekan. So the chosen goes, and he's got such a veil, and he puts it on the caller's forehead, and then everybody blesses the caller. We give her a blessing. What's the blessing? Achoyseinu at teyila alfe revovo, You should become thousands and tens of thousands, and your offspring should win over their enemies. So who said this bracha? You know who said this bracha? Lavan. It's Lavan's bracha. Well, we didn't find in the Torah or in Chazal a bracha from somebody more halik and tzaddik than Lavan or Arami. Why this bracha? Why? Maybe find something better. I don't know. Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shos, but they failed brachas. Lavan's bracha. But the answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. You know that when they asked Rivka, they asked her, Haseilchi imoish, will you go with the man? She said, Eilech, I will go. What does Rashi say? Eilech, even if you don't want, I'm going to go. And the Beis Halevi asked, they asked her a question, you want to go? She says, yes, I want to go. Why does she have to say, I'm going to go, even if you don't want? Says the Beis Halevi, she's going to build Klal Yisrael. These Rishoyim can have no part in Klal Yisrael. If they have a hand in it, she went because they let her or something. So they also have a part in Klal Yisrael. Can't happen. Has to be pure from the beginning. I'm going because I want to go. Not because of you. It starts with me. She's the Heilig Rivka Imenu, and I'm going. Lavan, he still tries to put his hand into Klal Yisrael. He gives her a bracha. Achoseinu, our sister, you should be Alfa Ravovo. He gives her a bracha. He wants that his bracha should do something. A father's bracha is very choshev, even if it's the lover. And he gives her a bracha. And like this, Lavan is going to have something into Klal Yisrael, and it's not good. What did Rabbi Shalom do? Rivka was a koro. She couldn't have children. She couldn't have children. So the blessing of Lavan is nothing. There's no blessing of Lavan. She was on a call, she couldn't have children, his bracha didn't do anything. Yitzchok Avinu davened, and he made her have children. But mainly it comes from the schus of Yitzchok and Rivka. So when we stand by a chasana, yeah, we say to the caller, Lavan said, Achoseinu, you are our sister. No. Achoseinu, you are our sister. Atil Alfa Ravov. It comes from us, it doesn't come from. We want to show that we're starting a new Jewish home. It's Achoseinu, you're our sister. It comes from us and it doesn't come from there. And that's why we use this bracha. Yeah? It's the end of the time. I'm just going to say that the Bnei Soscha says that we're getting 2 weeks to Hanukkah, Rabbi say, you know? And we make a whole fuss about the found Parshemen. A Parshemen. And why did I have to find this Parshemen? You know why? Because there was only Shemen Tomei. It was impure. They didn't have pure oil. And they made a whole fuss about it. And all the Mefarshim ask a very simple question. There's a little of Tumah Utro Betzibu. Yeah? If it's for the whole Klal Yisrael, so the Tumah is it's no problem. It's no problem. Even if it's... So why do you need an S? You could light with Shem and Tomei. Says the Bnei Soscho. It was the Chanukah Samizbeach. We started again. When you start, it has to be on the best way. You make a Chanukah Samizbeach, even though it's kosher, but the Eved, it's okay. You don't start things with a B'di Eved. If you want to start something, you start it in the most, in the purest way. And that's why this whole mess happened, because they wanted to do Lamahadrim and Lamahadrim. And that's why on Chanukah there's a special Inna Lamahadrim and Lamahadrim. This was the whole idea. The whole mess came about because we wanted to make it Lamahadrim and Lamahadrim. Just going to finish with a medrash that you can find in Psiche Leicha Rabosi, and my good friend Rabbi Leib Shapira, Bal Mechaber Chazon Lamoyed. That's why I saw this medrash, and he's masvid this medrash on a Moiridik way. And the medrash speaks about when Klal Yisrael went to Golus, and it's a long medrash. And Avraham Avinu came to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he said, "You know, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what I did? I had a son." I was 100 when I had my son, and then you asked me to shecht him on the Mizbeach, and I did it! You know what I did for you? So you sent your children in Golus, won't you redeem them? And the Mashem didn't accept it. And then Yitzchok Avinu came, and he said, you know, I went, and when my father told me that I'm the Korban, I went, besimcha, and I let myself shecht on the Mizbeach. Won't you be merachem on your children? And the Mashem didn't help. Says the Medrash in Eicha Rabosi, Miyad, Kof Tzorochei Limeinu, Rochei Manu jumped, and she said to Rebbe Shem, you know what I did? Yeah, I was supposed to get married to Yaakov Avinu, and I saw that my sister's going to be embarrassed, so I gave her the simonim and I gave away my being married to Yaakov Avinu, that my sister shouldn't get embarrassed. So you, Rabbi Shalom, you should also do it. Said the Rosh Hashanah, Miyad, the Rosh Hashanah said to Rivka, yes, for you. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Koil Beroma, Nishmo, Nehi Bechis, Amurim, Rochem, Mevako, Albaneo. It's unbelievable. We see from it that the schos of Avraham Avinu, but the Akeda, we speak about it every year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Akeda, Akeda. The schos of Yitzhak Avinu's Akeda, didn't help. It didn't help. What helped to bring the Geulah that the Bajan promised that it's going to bring us back to Eretz Israel? The Vitu, she gave up. She gave up on her husband and to her sister. And this was enough that Rabbi Shimon should bring, Be'ezras Hashem, he will bring him here, Yomeinu, the Geulah Shleimo.